USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The ACLU is calling on the Democratic governor of New Mexico to take action after a group claims to be rounding up illegal aliens along the U.S.-Mexico border. The group, called the United Constitutional Patriots, posted a video earlier this week on social media that shows them rounding up people trying to enter the United States illegally. Former New Mexico Governor Republican Susana Martinez joins Fox News and says none of this would be happening if Congress was doing their job.
This comes from the inaction of Congress. And if Congress doesn't act, then people who are on the border see it every single day, and this is the result from that. So I suggest to the ACLU instead, they need to start encouraging Congress to act and write the laws that they say only they can do.
The California parents who abused and tortured some of their 13 children were sentenced to life in prison on Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Severe weather threatening parts of the United States on Good Friday as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Another round of severe weather is threatening about 100 million Americans today. There could be tornadoes in Alabama and Mississippi in particular. Two people died in Mississippi from storms on Thursday. The system moving east through Georgia, the Carolinas, and up into the mid-Atlantic as well.
The annual Easter procession moves through the streets of Paris, a city devastated by this week's fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. The fire in Paris has some churches beefing up their security for Easter. Former Vice President Joe Biden will allegedly be entering the race for the Democratic presidential nomination next week. Biden and his advisors are planning his rollout. Biden does have a very strong name recognition, but is behind the eight ball when it comes to raising money. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC has confirmed hundreds of cases of a deadly multi-drug-resistant fungus nationwide. The CDC confirmed 587 cases of the fungus, most of them in New York, New Jersey, and the New York City area. The fungus has a 1 in 3 mortality rate. Matt Richtel is a health reporter with the New York Times.
So it's a fungus, but it does fit into the bacterial conversation of the rise in drug-resistant bacteria. What they ought to know is that this bug, this germ, raises the stakes in the issue of drug-resistant infections, that it is a new germ, that it has mysteriously risen, and what they ought to know is that it is beginning to spread among hospitals around the world, and then in particular in the U.S., New York, New Jersey, and Illinois.
The infection is spread at hospitals, and as far as what hospitals are doing to keep people informed regarding this fungus, Richtel says,
it's a core question, and one of the issues we've focused on in this series we're launching in the Times is the level of, and it's a little bit strong of a word, secrecy, denial, confidentiality. Why? Well, look, not just hospitals, state governments, federal governments around the world, no one wants to be seen as an infection hub. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying to look like you are a source of a drug-resistant bug.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.